Now on to our next presenter, John Hayes, Director of Data Center Management at HCA Healthcare.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here today. I'm the Director of the Data Center Management Department at HCA, and as you can see by the slides, we are the nation's leading provider of healthcare services. We have 8 data centers around the country, and support approximately 191 hospitals and 82 outpatient surgeries in 23 states and in England and Switzerland, though I don't have the luxury of flying over there to manage those data centers. We have about 20,000 to 40,000 square foot in combined in all our data centers, and we are striving to run at 5 nines if possible. Of course, we realize we're not going to get there, but we want to get as close to a Tier 3, shooting for a Tier 4 as possible. In our environment, we would like to be at a dual-bus UPS system with redundant cooling. And in most of our data centers, we do have redundant cooling. But we don't have a dual-bus UPS system yet. We don't have 2 utility feeds except in 2 data centers. But in each one of our data centers, we do have Liebert's cooling systems and their UPS systems as well. And we work with them to make sure that we have a redundant environment as possible in all data centers. What we purchased recently from them is the upgrade to our SiteScan web. And what that allowed us to do is hook all 8 data centers together and monitor them here at our corporate headquarters in Nashville. This allows our 24/7/365-day center to monitor each and every data center independently via SiteScan through our Remedy PEM monitoring system. It also enables each data center to monitor their own data center as well. So the corporate office is essentially just a backup in case for some reason we have some operators out on the floor and they don't get the alarm. The Nashville corporate office will take the alarm and call the data center and Liebert as well if necessary. This has proved, we just got this installed, and this is a very, very nice system. And it, as you can, well, you can't tell, really tell, but look at the slide, and it's a graphical representation of each and every one of our data centers, and it lights up whenever a environmental condition exists and where it exists and on what. We also, in tandem with that, and I think we're one of the first in Emerson to employ their Liebert battery monitoring system, which they refer to as the Owlbear monitoring system. This also is employed in each and every one of our data centers and feeds back into Liebert's home office in Columbus, and they monitor our batteries from there and can detect when we're having a weak battery. And what this has done for us, or what this will do for us, we just now got it up and running just a couple days ago, they will be able to reduce the number of on-site PMs down to 2 a year. They will also enable us to determine when we need to buy our batteries, as what we were doing is every 3 or 4 years or so, we would just replace all the batteries in a data center as we couldn't tell which ones are failing and which ones weren't. In some of our cities, we have a lot of lightning strikes, which, as you all know, will weaken batteries, and this will help us isolate those batteries and get them replaced before we have a failure. We're very excited about this new technology, and we're also looking at implementing it where it can report through SiteScan into a Remedy PEM application as well. That's down the road a bit. What we done through this year, what I've found out is that I have the 8 data centers, and I only have facilities managers at 2 of them. So I have 6 of them that don't. So I got together with Emerson, and we talked about what they could do to help me make sure that I was striving for those 5 nines or at Tier 4 and what they could do to help me get there. And they came in with a plan that they would be responsible for our entire data center environmentals. That included everything from the generator to the batteries to the air conditioners to the whole kit and caboodle. And what they put together was a nice contract that took all the contractors that we currently have, worked with them, put them under Emerson, and they all now report to Emerson. So when I have a problem, I only have one phone number to call. And this has reduced some of my cost, has reduced some of my preventative maintenance. What we Emerson pointed out to us is that we were doing PMs on our air conditioners every single month, and that's not best practices, and that most likely the PMs that were being done weren't thorough PMs, so they're going to do them bi-monthly now, and we feel like we're going to get a better PM, and we'll have better service from them. They have high standards for these contractors to live up to, and they report directly to Emerson when there are problems. This is going to be a great asset for us, as whenever there is a problem, like I said, I have one contact to call now, and they take care of it for me. Their response time to us, as noted on that last bullet on that slide, has been 2 hours or less in each incident. And they've been out there to make sure that we're up and running, and it's to me, it's going to be a great asset in helping keeping my data centers running. What they also do in this bi-monthly air conditioning check, you can see they'll check all the air filters and all those bullets that you'll see there, and to make sure that we're running at peak conditions. You know, being a healthcare industry, it's urgent to us that our systems never go down, and so this in-depth PM is going to make sure that we no longer have any cooling problems of any type. The quarterly power system maintenance includes the bullets that are listed there, and we're really looking forward to these because these kind of things weren't being done before. We were getting temperature checks on our breakers and all associated controls at all. We weren't really getting the complete visual inspection that now we expect to get. As far as the UPSs were concerned, only Liebert maintained those, so we feel very good that they were maintained very well, but we weren't sure about the rest of our environmentals. Now, as you can see, I don't have to worry about that as much anymore. What we had, what led us to this direction was we had a data center that actually did lose power. And it was an incident one time where a contractor was using a concrete blade or type blade to cut through some concrete. It actually cut through the power lines to the data center, and they were very successful in cutting through all those. And it was real nice of them to do that. And they shorted the blade against the power cords, which brought down the data center. Completely lost power to everything. Now, we have a UPS system in there, a Liebert one. So the first thing we did was get a hold of my account representative and let him tell them exactly what we thought about his Liebert UPS system and how good it wasn't and such. They were the first ones to jump into it to look at what was going on because they had that much confidence in their UPS system that it wasn't at fault. And what they helped us determine was that there was a floating ground in our environment. Of course, we don't have a facilities manager there, so we couldn't determine that ourselves. But they helped us put together a team to come in, repair and find the floating ground, do the one-line drawings, help guide the efforts into repairing the cut power lines. This was above and beyond what they needed to do, and they had people there on site making sure that everything was going the way it should have been. This, along with another failure, helped us come together with the contract that I currently have in place with them to help us monitor and take care of all our data centers. What we currently are using them for, as well as a contract, is they're going to look and review every single data center. They're going to do arc flash studies, things of this nature, and they're going to look at them and give us advice on where they think we need to go next, not only in the UPS environment, but in the cooling environment, to help in our what we call our data center hardening project that's going to improve our reliability across the board to all our customers. And as I mentioned earlier, it gives us a single point of contact for all our service-related projects, and or events, and we can take care of that with them. And they've been very good partners in this effort. As we move to our next side, the success in locating the problem led to an expanded relationship. What I referred to earlier was Emerson's willingness to jump into the problem, help us isolate it, realize that it had nothing to do with them. But, you know, that didn't stop them. Just because they realized it wasn't their UPS that failed, that it was the just environmentals entirely, they just, like I said, they stayed in there and helped us isolate what the failure was. And because of that failure, they decided to come up with this contract with me and that we put in place. And as you can see, it's documented there where they were doing an inventory of our equipment. They're verifying and updating all our electrical one lines, which needed to be done. They're doing a reliability analysis on our breaker coordination studies and our short circuit studies, which is very helpful, and the arc flash safety analysis and the infrared scanning of our critical support systems. These are great ideas that they came up with, and we're very excited about those being implemented. We're pushing out that schedule as we speak now, and they'll be visiting our 8 data centers in doing this. I guess if I had to offer any tips at all, you have to evaluate your service strategy, and we did it very carefully. And we looked at Emerson and want to know, we asked ourselves, can they be the partner that takes care of all our needs? And Emerson wasn't and still aren't the only vendor we have in all our data centers, and we looked at a couple of the other ones. And honestly, this was the company that came forth, offered us what we needed to see and worked with us the best. And, you know, we think that they're the company that's going to be with us for the future. We looked at their professional expertise, and a perfect example of that was when the data center did go down and how professional they were about that. A lot of companies were pointing fingers at each other. Liebert, they did no such thing at all. They took the heat, even though when heat wasn't theirs, and helped us find the problem. And that addresses the next point, is how well they can analyze and explain problems. Not only did they analyze and explain it, they got somebody in place that helped us resolve the problem. The response time, that's, as anybody who has any data centers knows, that's imperative. That's got to be quick. They were right there, and they were there during every episode of this outage and what it took to get it back to its normal condition. And if I look at our statistics, which I don't have in front of me, their success rate on their first-time fixes has always been 100% that I remember off the top of my head. I'd have to go back and look at my stats, but I don't have them with me currently. But overall, I've been pleased with all that they've done for our data centers. And Tom, turn it back over to you.